Earth and water star signs, and those of you with planets in Earth and water star signs, you have a tendency to take life too seriously. I always look, when I'm reading somebody's astrological chart, I always look for planets in Earth and water star signs, and it means, oh no, they're boring. Oh no, they take life too seriously. Oh no. And the reason why they take life too seriously is because there are certain things that simply go wrong in their lives, and they go, oh no, why does it always seem to go wrong? And the definition of Earth and water star signs, I personally believe, and this is me quoting now from the Naaman Elimelech, is to teach us the definition of life's journey itself. Life is just a journey. It's just a journey. It's just a journey. And I have to emphasize that word again. It's just a journey. And I'm not going to get upset by anything that goes wrong along the journey. It's just a journey. It's not the destination. And another aspect I define of many of the fake astrologers, and also of some very serious-minded astrologers, is the reason why astrology attracts depressing people, and it attracts astrologers to be depressing, is because they see the destination. And the destination is death. The destination is when it's all over. So sometimes it's the journey, enjoying the journey of life, because the destination for all of us on planet Earth, all 8 billion of us now, all of us on Earth, the destination is the cemetery, is the grave, is the crematorium. It is the end. That's going to be the end. But it is about the journey of life. And when we decide today, as you listen to me now, you decide today, from today onwards, that I'm not going to get stressed out or worried or panicky or anxious about the journey, and instead I'm going to enjoy life today, right now, today, this minute, right now. I've made a decision. I've flipped the switch. I'm now going to enjoy the gift of life from today onwards. Then you're now in sync with the astrological energies that are going to be unfolding in 2023. We're moving towards Saturn going into Pisces. We're moving towards Pluto going into Aquarius. We're moving towards it. And it says, don't take life so seriously. Don't take so seriously. So of course, there will always be people who take life seriously, and there will always be star signs, and there will always be a certain mentality because they just, you know, that's who they are. It doesn't mean you have to marry them. Doesn't mean you have to get involved with them. Doesn't mean you have to be in love with them. It just means you have to enjoy life today. The expression, happy go lucky. When you are in happy mode, you go lucky. And when you go lucky, you just go happy. It's simple as that. The reason why Earth and water star signs do take life seriously is because they see life as a fixed aspect. They see destiny is fixed. They see certain things that are just, it's rigged against them. They feel at certain phases of life, they feel, oh, it's just, I give up trying, because it's all rigged against you. It isn't rigged against you. What it is, it's rigged against your fixed mentality of your belief system. And your belief system says, okay, it is a game. I've got to work out how to play the game. And the playing the game is to take off the pressure. And when you say, I don't care anymore. I don't care if I fall in love, if I have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I don't care. Some people, when they're all sad and lonely, oh, they get so stressed out about it. Teenagers, sometimes they get so stressed out, I haven't got a boyfriend, I haven't got a girlfriend, I haven't got somebody that loves me. So adults get, oh, they go away. When you stop being so nervy, when you stop getting so desperate, then you become more calm about life. You become happier about life. And it's as simple as that. When you stop with the nervousness, and when you stop with the anxiousness, and when you stop with the worried attitude to life, you simply release the psychic pressure, and then things can flow smoother than when you're worried about it. It'll be. Sometimes people say, oh, how can you say go with the flow? How can you say that? No, I'm not saying go with the flow. And I'm not saying you have to accept all the shit in the world. I'm not saying that's not what Johnny Waxman, the astrologer, is saying. What I am saying is, when you play the game, all right, let me give you an example. You have got children, or you've got a husband, a wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, and they're getting on your nerves, and you're having an argument with them. And then you decide, okay, I'm not going to argue with you anymore. I've just made the decision. I'm not going to argue. Do what you want. Whatever you want to do, you do what you want. All right, I'm not going to fight it anymore. You do what you want. All right, you tell your children, you leave the kitchen in a mess. You leave the bathroom in a mess. You do what you want, right? When you suddenly release the pressure of the argumentative energy, okay, you do what you want, I don't care. You know what, you want to do this, go there. You want to do that, go there, okay, I don't care. You do what you want. When you say it like that, they suddenly realize, uh-oh, I think I'm in trouble now. I think they've snapped. I've pushed them a bit too far. It's a sense of releasing the pressure. You're playing a game. Let me give you another example. When you are at work in business and you've got a contract and you've done the negotiation with your clients or customers, and sometimes the customers and clients get very difficult, especially at the end when it's signings process and when they've got to finalize the deal and they've got to finalize it. And then you say to your clients and customers, look, we've put a lot of effort into this. We've done a lot of work on this. I really want the deal. I know you want the deal. But if it's creating too many problems for you and for me, then let's just decide we go our separate ways. Let's not do the deal. Let's just not do it. And if the price isn't right, and if the small print isn't right, and this isn't right, and that isn't right, okay, let's just call it a day. Let's not fight with each other. I like you as a client and customer very much, but obviously this particular deal isn't going to happen. And therefore, I let it go. Then the client gets worried. And what do they get worried? They get worried because they're suspicious that you found an alternative client. You found somebody new. So you played them. Fake it until you make it. That's like you played them. The same applies in relationships sometimes. When somebody's, you wanted to date somebody, you wanted to go out with somebody, and then you've been chasing them, and then all of a sudden you stop chasing somebody. You stop chasing somebody and they stop receiving messages from you, stop receiving text messages, stop receiving phone calls from you, and then they get worried. Where are you? What's happening to you? They're suspicious that you're dating somebody new. That's right. They're suspicious. You're up to something. When you take the pressure off what you really want, people get worried. They get worried. Maybe I've got somewhere else. When you call your attorney or your solicitor every single day, and then all of a sudden you stop calling that particular attorney, solicitor, because they're not doing their work properly, or they're just not listening to you, all of a sudden you stop calling them, they're getting worried that you've gone somewhere else. You're going to move your business to another attorney, solicitor. So the definition of taking the pressure off is a sense of fake it till you make it. We're playing the game of life. And into 2023, 24, 25, when you play the game, especially earth and water star signs, when you chill out and take it easy, it comes good. Numerous times I used to fly a lot crisscrossing across Europe back in 12 years ago. It was part of my business many years ago, crisscrossing every week. I was on a plane somewhere every week. I saw how nervous flyers and anxious flyers would always get on the queue, be at number one, try and get on the plane first. They would always be the pushy ones. Oh, they stand in the queue, they get agitated. Because I was a seasoned traveler, I just chill out. The plane's not going to leave without me. I'm going to get on. I'll get on right at the very end when there's no queue. And normally when you get right at the very end, the staff are very nice. They're pleasant. Oh, finally, we've got to the end of the queue. We've got rid of all those agitated, nervy people. And now, oh, chill out. So you wait to the end, but you're still going to get on the journey and you're still going to get the destination. You can't miss your destined destiny. One of the reasons why earth and water star signs think they've got to do something is because they see air and fire signs doing things, and therefore, well, maybe I should do something, because otherwise I'm not going to achieve anything. I'm not going to do anything. But one thing that earth and water have got to realize is they look as though they're busy. They look as though their lives are busy. They look as though they're dating this one and they're dating that one and they're going on a date with this one. They look as though it's all exciting. But the heartache of meeting somebody who's a liar and a cheat, the heartache of being deceived and lied to, that is very common with air and fire signs. They're lied to. They believe that somebody loves them. They believe that they're on a date with somebody that they're going to marry. And then they realize I've been lied to. So the advantage of being an earth and water sign, you have that heartache. You don't have the bullshit. Yes, you have other bullshit, but you don't have to have that bullshit of so. Trust in life. When you are trusting in life, happy-go-lucky, and you play the game of life. The new feature that's going to pop up on the website very shortly is me having fun. The newspapers, in the old-time newspapers, before we got digitized on the internet, All newspapers used to have the serious news at the front of the newspaper. They used to have the sporting activities, the cricket, the football, the baseball at the back. And they used to have crosswords at the back. And the astrology column used to be at the back of the newspaper. All the fun stuff is at the back. And that's why I'm going to create the feature. The only way we get through life is happy-go-lucky. There are things, of course, that are very serious in life. There are, of course, people are going to have serious moments in life. But if you take life so seriously and you get so stressed out by such garbage, you're only hurting yourself. You're only hurting yourself. And that's going to be my message out. Earth and water star signs. I have a lot in common with earth and water, but I've overcome my difficulties by, I don't care less. What will be, when it will be, who it will be, happy go lucky. And when you're charming about life, when you've come to that midlife energy that you just realize, no point in getting stressed out by anything, what will be, then you have this happy go lucky aura within you. My friends, I wish you a very nice day.